Today we'll be'ezras Hashem begin Masechtas Yuma, which deals with the halachas of Yom Kippurim. The first seven parakim discuss the specifics of Avodas Yom Kippurim, the service in the Beis HaMikdash. The last parak talks about the chamisha inuyim, the five things that are asa on Yom Kippur, such as eating and drinking, as well as the mitzvah of tshuva. We begin with parak Shivas Yamim, which discusses the preparations the Kohen Gadol must undergo to get ready for Yom Kippur. The Avodah of Yom Kippur may only be performed by the Kohen Gadol. The topics we will learn about include the following. Why the Kohen Gadol has to separate 7 days before Yom Kippur and before burning the Par Aduma. Why the Kohen Gadol does not have to separate before doing other karbonas. The differences between Shmini Atzeres and the rest of Sukkos. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Par Aduma, the red heifer, an entirely red cow that has never been used for work, is slaughtered and burned. The ashes are then mixed with pure spring water. This mixture is sprinkled on someone who became Tamei Meis, Tamei from a dead body. Tful Yom, someone who is Tamei and immersed in a mikvah may not eat karbanis, or even enter the temple area until sunset. During this time, he is not fully Tar, but not fully Tamei either. Gzera Shava, when two similar words are mentioned in different contexts, we derive certain halachas from one to the other. Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, the entire area surrounding the Beis HaMikdash. Tashlum Mikol Shiva. There are makeup days for someone who did not bring his Karma Chagiga on the first day of Sukkos. It can be brought any time during Sukkos. Pious. Lots are cast to determine which Kehanim get to do the Avodah.